May God bless everyone with peace.
小丽现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考先知的困惑与成长。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to study with you all the confusion and growth of the prophets.
我们要从耶利米书里面来看这个主题。
And we'll study this topic from the book of Jeremiah.
我们现在请翻开耶利米书第十二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 12.
耶利米书十二章
Jeremiah chapter 12
第一节
Verse 1
第一节
Verse 1 Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously?
这里是先知第一次他问神一个问题。
And this is Jeremiah's first question to God.
他说有一件事情我要跟你理论。
He said, let me talk to you about this.
他敢跟神理论，表示说他觉得他自己很有理的。
And the reason why he is able to talk with God about this is because he thinks that he has a good point to make.
也就是说，这件事情在他心中一定是一个很大的困惑。
And so in his heart, this matter takes up a lot of place in his heart.
一开头，就说主啊，我要与你争辩的时候，你就显为义。
And in the beginning, he says, "Let me talk with you about your judgments."
但是他也知道说，他绝对辩不赢神的。
He knows that he cannot win over God.
因为神一直都是义的。
Because God is righteous from the beginning.
我们人是很有限的。
We as man are limited.
我们看一件事情，可能都是一个某一个角度或一个表面而已。
And our perspective is very shallow.
但是神是知道完全的事的真相，所以神是全知的。
But because God is omniscient, He knows everything from all angles.
但是这件事情他却放不下心，所以他要跟神问清楚。
But Jeremiah is unable to look past this, so that's why he wants to ask of God.
从第一节到第四节，我们看到有三个疑问句啊。
From verse 1 to verse 4, there are four question marks.
啊，就是先知有三个疑问。
The prophet has three questions.
那这个第一个疑问就是恶人的道路为何亨通呢
？And the first is why does the way of the wicked prosper? 啊，
那这个恶人是谁呢
？And who are these wicked?
但是不管他们是谁，最后。在耶利米的眼中，他们都非常的顺利。
It doesn't matter who they are, but in Jeremiah's eyes, they seem to be very prosperous.
第二个说，大行诡诈的为何得安逸呢
？And why are those who are treacherous so happy?
就是他们这些人是心怀诡诈的是同谋要背叛神的。可是他们却过得非常的舒服。
These people are so treacherous and they rebel against God, yet they live such happy lives.
他们的心跟他们的口不一致。
And their hearts and their mouths are not as one.
好像他们都是戴着面具在神面前生活，可是也过得很好。
They live before God wearing masks, yet they live so well off.
在神面前表现得很虔诚，但是在人面前可能就非常诡诈。
Before God, they are godly, but before men, they are treacherous.
但是他们也是过得很不错。
Yet they live happily.
没有什么事情发生。
And nothing happens to them.
好，那第二节这个时候，先知对这些人的观察是这样子的。
And verse 2 is the prophet's observation of these people.
你栽培他们，他们也扎了根，长大而且结果子。
You have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They have grown and taken root.
但是他们的口是与你相近，心却与你远离。
But you are near in their mouth, but far from their mind.
他们的口跟他们的心其实是没有一致的所以他们只是表面性的敬拜。
And their hearts and their mouth are not as one, so their worship is a surface level worship.
那这些人却是又是神栽培的哦。
And these people are planted by God.
也就是说，他在讲的是以色列的选民，是神所栽种的葡萄园。
So this is the chosen people of God, the Israelites, the vineyard of God.
他们是神所珍惜、神特别照顾的。
And these people are treasured and taken care of by God.
哦，所以在耶利米书里面，我们看到他用几个形容词在形容神的选民。
So in Jeremiah, he uses several descriptions to describe the people.
第十一章的第十六节，我们昨天读的。
Chapter 11, verse 16, we read yesterday.
从前神给你起名叫做青橄榄树，又华美又结好果子。
The Lord called your name Green Olive Tree, lovely and of good fruit.
这个青橄榄树表示它是很茂盛的，生机盎然的。
And so a green olive tree is very lush and full of life.
那是神栽种的，有它的目的是要榨油的。
And God's purpose for it is to produce olive oil.
这个油就是要来献祭，要来在圣殿里面让这个圣殿的这个灯台可以一直发亮的。
And this olive oil is to be used to light the lamps of the temple of God.
是华美又好结好果子的。
It is beautiful and lovely and of good fruit.
但是他说第十六节接下去说，如今他用轰嚷之声，点火在其上，枝子也被折断。
But continue on in verse 16, with the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire on it, and its branches are broken.
十七节说
，17，
原来栽培你的万军之主已经说了，要降祸攻击你，是因为以色列家跟犹大家行恶，向巴利烧香，惹我发怒，是自作自受。
17， for the Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced doom against you for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger and offering incense to Baal.
你看，这个就是。他们是本来是神所栽植的。
And these were planted by God.
现在本来是用来结好果子的。
It was used to bear good fruit.
现在神要点火在上面了。
But now God will light it on fire.
因为他们惹神发怒。
Because they have caused God to anger.
那表示说他们所做的跟神所期待的不一样了。
And this is to say that what they did was opposite of what God had anticipated.
那在第二章耶利米书的第二章里面提到，用橄榄园来描述神的选民。
In Jeremiah chapter 2, the chosen people are described as a vineyard.
看第二章二十一节。
Olive tree, chapter 2, verse 11.
二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
读这一节。
11. Has a nation changed its gods?
二十一节。
Excuse me.
21节
Yet I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine?
好，你看这里说，我栽你是上等的葡萄树啊，是珍种子，是很珍贵的。
Here it says that the tree God planted is a very noble vine and of the highest quality.
但怎么像我变成这个外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
But you have become a degenerate plant of an alien vine.
就是说，本来应该结好葡萄的，现在结出了野葡萄来的。
And originally it was to bear grapes of the highest quality, yet now it bears degenerate fruit.
那这两节经节都在说明，这个都是神所栽种的，神对他的选民的期待。
And this is God's anticipation and hopes for His people.
那真的。这个神的选民也在神所应许的这个流奶以民的地方，他们真的也扎根，也成长，也经过了这几百年了。
And indeed, the chosen people of God had taken root and grown in this land of milk and honey.
但是渐渐的，他们却变成像外邦人一样。
But slowly they became like the Gentiles.
他们结出了野葡萄。
They bore degenerate fruit.
他们的橄榄树不再结果子了。
And their olive trees no longer bore fruit.
最后，让神很失望。
And this caused God to be very disappointed.
那他们的失望就表现在，神的失望表现在，他们的心跟他们的口，不一致。他们的口很甜，但是心离神很远。
And this disappointment of God is manifested in this disunity of their hearts and their mouths. Their mouths are very sweet, but their hearts are bitter.
那这一个描述跟以赛亚书二十九章十一节是类似的。
So this description is very similar to Isaiah chapter 29 verse 11.
以赛亚书29:11。
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 11。
这就是百姓一直以来他们的问题。
And this is their recurring problem.
他们有一个虚假的外表。
They have a false appearance.
但是他们的内心其实没有真的在敬畏神。
But their hearts do not truly worship God.
这是主自己说的。
These are the words of God himself.
在以赛亚先知那个时代。
In the time of Isaiah.
所以离耶利米先知的时代应该100多年了。
It is about 100 years away from Jeremiah.
这一百多年来，百姓他们崇拜神的行为并没有改进。
Over this past 100 years, the way the Israelites worship God has not changed.
反而是离神越来越远。
They go farther and further away from God.
我们请读29:13。
Chapter 29, verse 13.
请读。
Therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men.
你看这里特别说，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
Here especially says that their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men.
所以你看今天一个人，你看人吩咐其他人来敬拜神，那些人也会照着去做的。
And he tells us that if today a man commands others to worship God, then they will do so.
但是这个吩咐只能够变成一种表面性的行为而已。
But this is only a superficial action.
它并没有办法真的扎入人的心，让人真的从心里面去敬畏神的。
This will not pierce man's heart or cause them to truly worship from their hearts.
那是因为人基本上都是看表面，看外面的行为。
Because basically, men only look at the appearance.
所以当一个人如果用嘴唇的敬拜神，别人听的也会很舒服。
So when men worship God with their lips, it sounds good to others.
但是神是看人的内心。
But God looks at the heart.
神知道我们心里在想什么。
He knows what we are thinking.
所以人的心在远离神、没有敬畏神的时候，其实神是很失望。
So when men's hearts have drawn away from God, he becomes very disappointed.
但这个时候的百姓如果没有醒悟，没有从神所给的提醒来醒过来。
But if the Israelites do not wake from the rebuke of God,
那他们就渐渐的会在这样的一个虚伪的信仰当中，真的走迷了。最后，神就把火点在其上，就把它烧了。
And the people walk further away from their superficial faith, then God will set the branch on fire.
当时候，这个就是至少耶利米先知那个时代百姓普遍性的信仰状态。
And this is the condition of the faith of the Israelites in the time of Jeremiah.
那，但是，如果从神公义的角度来看，如果这些恶人他们是不敬畏神的人，他们遭祸患，然后他们遇到一些不顺利的事情，应该是理所当然的。
But from the perspective of God's righteousness, it seems only normal that those who do wicked will be punished.
但是现在刚好反过来。
But now it is reversed.
这些恶人不是真的用心敬拜神人，竟然是很亨通，过得很舒服。
People who do not worship God with their hearts live rather prosperous and happy lives.
但是真的在敬畏神的人却受苦了。
Yet the ones who worship God truly worship God are suffering.
我们现在看耶利米书12。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 12.
读第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 3.But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me, and you have tested my heart towards you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter.
耶利米说：“主啊，你知道我的心，你看见我，你知道我是怎么样的心，在你面前在敬畏你的。”
And Jeremiah said to God, "O Lord, you know me, and you know with what type of heart I come before you to worship."
那他们怎样来陷害我，主啊，你都知道的。
You have seen how they have tested me.
他说：“求你将他们拉出来，好像将宰的羊，叫他们等候杀戮的日子。”
He said to God, "Please pull them out like sheep for slaughter."
那其实神已经很多次跟耶利米先知讲到了百姓即将要承受的刑罚。
And actually, God has already told Jeremiah many times of the punishment they will receive.
他也知道等在百姓面前的是一个极大的毁坏。
And he knows what great calamity will come.Waits for the Israelites.
这个从来的审判，其实让先知他心一直在流泪，一直在哀求神。这个刑罚，百姓一定承担不起的。
And this judgment causes the prophet to lament in his heart because he believes that the people will not be able to to suffer through this.
那所以我们如果从耶利米书从第一章读到第十二章，我们就看到很多次，其实先知他在说明他内心的这种哀伤，他为百姓的痛苦，即将承受的痛苦，一直在流泪哭泣。
So from chapters 1 to 12, we have seen many times that the prophet is lamenting for the Israelites.
他其实也不断地为神的百姓在祈求神怜悯。
And he is incessantly praying for the mercy of God.
但是神多次跟先知说，你不要再为他们祷告了。
But God told the prophet many times, do not pray for these people.
因为神所命定的刑罚一定要临到了。
Because the punishment of God will come to pass.
没有这样的刑罚，百姓绝对没办法醒悟了。
Without this type of punishment, the people will not awake.
啊，所以他其实已经看到了啊，他们所这个全地所即将来到的啊这个毁灭。
So he has seen the destruction that will come upon the land.
第四节说。
Verse 4, how long will the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither? The beasts and birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they said, "He will not see our final end."
这里你看说，这地悲哀通过的青草枯干，要到几时呢
？And here says, "How long will the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither?"
是因为其上的居民的恶行，牲畜跟飞鸟也都灭绝。
The beasts and the birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there.
也就是说，这样的一则非常不公义，非常败坏的情景，要到什么时候
？And this is to say, how long will this unjust and corrupt situation continue?
这些恶人亨通、行诡诈的大得安逸，其实让那些真的敬畏神人心里面非常不平的。
And when the wicked are prosperous and those who are treacherous are happy, it causes those who truly worship God to be very uncomfortable.
当罪恶横行的时候，就是这个地方、这个城、这个国没有希望的时候了。
And when the wicked prosper, there's no hope in the city.
那这些人是怎么样的恶呢
？How wicked are these people?
最后一段说，他们曾说，他看不见我们的结局。
It says he will not see our final end.
意思是说啊，神不会做什么，神不能做什么。
And this means that God can't do anything.
他们基本上把这个神在他们生命当中的主权。跟神的地位把他完全否认了。
And they basically deny God's authority and status in their lives.
这个就是当时候先知他看到这样的景象，他心里面非常的不了解。
When the prophet saw this situation, he was unable to understand.
你看当时候的那个社会的情景，你如果看一下第五章。
And if we look at the condition of society in chapter 5.
五章第一节。
Chapter 5.Verse 1, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see and know, and seek in her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her.
这里说你到全地的城里面去找找看。
Here says that look throughout the whole city.
看看有没有一个人说他愿意行公义求诚实的。
See if you can find anyone who executes judgment and seeks the truth.
结果是连一个都没有。
And the result is that there's not even one.
这就是这个当时候这些就是耶利米先知他所处的环境，周围的人所表现出来的。
And this is the environment of Jeremiah's time.
可是他们这些人却又是过得很像很舒服，很有把握。
And yet these people live very prosperous lives.
那对了这样的一个一种疑惑呢？你看他耶利米先知他现在只能问神了。
And with this type of doubt and confusion, he can only Jeremiah can only ask God.
我们看这个耶利米先知他这个一生的遭遇他实际上是非常的受苦的。
And if we look at the encounters of Jeremiah throughout his life, he suffers a lot.
在所有的先知当中，耶利米可以说是最可怜的。
Among the prophets, Jeremiah is the most pitiful.
他真的可以说连一个朋友都没有。
You can say that he does not even have one friend.
他从他一开始要当先知去传信息的时候，神就预先跟他说了，他的工作非常艰难。
And from the beginning, when he was called to be a prophet, God already told him that his work will be very difficult.
从最小的到最大的，没有一个人会听他。
From young to old, no one will listen to him.
而且是想办法要抵挡他的。
And they think of how they can stop him.
我们如果看啊第一章的第十八节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 18. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar, and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land.
第十九节说
19. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you.
这里就看到耶利米他不但他所讲的话人家不听，人家现在要起所有的人都联合起来要攻击他。
He tells us that not only will people not listen to Jeremiah, they will also come together to fight against him.
但神已经先跟他保证说，他们不能够胜过你，但是你一定会受苦。
But God has already given Jeremiah a surety that they will not prevail against him because God is with him.
他们不能够胜你，是因为我跟你同在，要拯救你。
And the reason why is because God said He will be with him and He will deliver him.
所以如果有神同在，他就不用忧虑说这些人会杀他。
And with God's abidance, Jeremiah does not need to worry about being killed by these people.
那耶利米先知他其实真的，我们在他那个整个过程当中，我们看到似乎没有人会安慰他的。
And through this whole process, we see that it seems that there is no one who will comfort him.
他内心疼痛，然后他哀伤流泪。
His heart is in pain and he is lamenting and sorrow.
第八章在描述他看到神所要降给他百姓的那个审判，让他心里面非常的惊惶。
And in chapter 8, his heart becomes very troubled at the punishment and judgment that will fall upon the people.
第九章一开头就是讲他的那个为受刑罚的百姓哀哭。
And from chapter 9, he is lamenting for the people who will be judged.
然后第十章看到他看到百姓这个伤痕，就像他自己的痛一样。
And when he sees the wounds of the people, it is as if he is suffering himself.
这都是在讲出这个先知他当时的心情。
And this is speaking of the emotions of the prophet.
我们看第十章的第十九节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 19. Woe is me, for my hurt, my wound is severe. But I say, truly, this is an infirmity, and I must bear it.
这些百姓的或损伤，伤痕很大。先知看起来说，就像他自己的痛苦一样，他必须要忍受。
The woe and wounds of the people are very great, but the prophet sees this wound and sees it as his own, so he must bear it.
其实，所以我们在看到先知他本身，他真的是全心在为了百姓的好处跟他们的福祉在着想。
So this prophet is completely thinking of the happiness and the fortune of these people.
可是没有人了解。
But no one understands.
那当时候，先知他自己也了解，也知道说，这是神给他的道路，神给他的任务。
And the prophet himself knew that this is the path and mission that God gave him.
十章的二十三节说。
Chapter 10, verse 23 says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps.
他这条路是神安排给他走的。
This way is prepared by God.
所以他就真的勇敢地走上去了。
So he walked bravely upon it.
但是他现在愿神说能够真的怜悯，其实他是一直祈求神怜悯他的百姓。
But he is actually pleading with God for his mercy.
好了，那可是他这样心情，别人却不领受啊。
And his heart and emotions, others do not understand.
这些他的同胞一点也不感激他。
His companions do not thank him.
那先知，我们在看他所遭遇的苦境。如果我们想想今天呢，真的，我看没有一个能够承受得了。
And if we look at this prophet's suffering, none of us can bear it.
我们今天没有一个人为了神的教会遭受这么多的苦难。
Not one of us has suffered so much for the church of God.
你看当时候先知他心里面有这样苦啊困惑的时候，他也没有人去问啊，没有人去跟他安慰呢。
When the prophet has this type of sorrow, he had no one to confide in.
因为神跟他说，你不可以娶妻，不可以生养儿女。
Because God told him, you shall not have a wife or children.
哦，所以十六章的第二节就说。
So in chapter 16,
这个耶利米先知他没有结婚呢。
Prophet Jeremiah did not marry.
他没有儿女啊。
He does not have children.
所以他现在都自己一个人呢。
So he is alone.
哦，所以他有任何的心理忧伤或困惑的时候，他真的没有旁边的配偶来帮助他。
any sorrow or pain he has in his heart, he does not have a spouse to confide
in. 如果没有配偶，那如果家里人能够谅解，能够帮助他也不错啊。
And if he does not have a spouse, it would be good for his family to show some understanding.
可是连他自己的父家，他的兄弟也不支持他的。
But yet his brothers and his father's house do not support him.
我们现在看回来十二章第六节。
Let's turn back to chapter 12, verse 6. 6, for even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Do not believe them, even though they speak smooth words to you.
这里说你自己的兄弟，你父家里人也要用诡诈待你。
And here it says that even his brothers and the house of your father, they will deal treacherously with you.
他们也要在你的后边大声喊叫。
And they will call a multitude after you.
你就知道说当时候的先知他有多孤单。
And we can see from this how lonely this prophet was.
这个就是他现在心里面有这个疑问的时候，他现在只能够跟神说。
So when he had this doubt in his heart, he can only ask of God.
他真的也很勇敢的跟要想要要神把这个事情讲清楚。
And he bravely asked God and asked God to clarify.
要神给他一个交代，就是一个说明，为什么这些恶人亨通，这些行诡诈的人可以得安逸的生活。
And he asked for an explanation of why these wicked people are so prosperous.
这些这样一个不公义的情景，到底要到什么时候呢？
How long will this unjust situation last?
从十二章的第五节开始，神给他回复。
From chapter 12, verse 5, God answers him.
我们就看到说，你看神跟先知好像这个关系非常的亲密。
And it seems that God has a very intimate relationship with the prophet.
你看先知一疑问，他也还要跟神理论，神也没有说什么，神就直接回应他，就告诉他神要他知道的东西了。
And it seems as if the prophet wants to debate with God, but God directly answers him.
从五章以后，我们看到神给先知，他没有直接给他答案，但是给他两个提醒。
He does not answer the prophet, but gives him two responses, two reminders.
给他一个非常重要的宣告。
And a very important exhortation.
然后又加上一个非常重要的应许。
And a very important promise.
所以十二章的五节到十七节，看到两个提醒，一个宣告，一个应许。
So from chapter 12, verse 5 to 17, there is a reminder.
两个提醒。
Two reminders.
一个宣告 proclamation,
one proclamation.
一个应许
and one promise.
那这个应许就是跟耶稣基督的国度来到有关系的。
And the promise has to do with the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
哪两个提醒呢？
What are these two reminders?
看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
读第五节。
Verse 5. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the footplain of the Jordan?
好，这两节圣经，如果我们这样一读的时候，有时候就不知道他在讲什么。
If we read these two sentences, we may not understand what it is saying.
这里看起来，神跟先知提醒两件事。
God reminds the prophet two things.
他说，你若是以步行人同跑，尚且觉得累了，那怎么有可能跟马赛跑呢？
It says if you run with a footman and they wearied you, how can you contend with horses?
这个是很自然可以了解的。
This is very logical.
如果我们跟这些老人家一起散步的时候都觉得走不下去了，怎么可能跟这个赛马一起跑？
If we cannot stroll with the elderly, how can we race with horses?
那这个步行的人是谁？
What are footmen?
马又代表谁？
And who are the horses?
我们就看到说，其实在这个时候，至少在第十一章、十二章这个时代对，第十一章、十二章的历史背景应该是，当约西亚王做王，在做这个信仰复兴改革的时候，那个时候神对耶利米先知讲的。
And these verses should be the historical background of chapters 11 and 12. Was the spiritual reformation by King Josiah, and these words were spoken to Jeremiah then.
好，所以十一章、十二章的历史的时间点就是大概在公元前622年左右的。
So the historical background and the historical time is around 622 BC.
那就是耶利米先知已经蒙召做先知五年了。
Jeremiah has already been called to be a prophet for 5 years.
因为第一章一开头，耶利米书一开头就说，在约西亚王13年的时候，耶利米蒙召做先知。
Because in chapter 1, it says that in the 13th year of King Josiah, Jeremiah was called to be a prophet.
那约西亚所做的信仰的改革，在他第做王第十八年的时候进行的。
And the reformation that was undertaken by King Josiah happened in his 18th year.
那个时候，其实这个时候约西亚做王的时候，他们国家其实是还蛮不错的。
And the condition of the country was pretty good in Josiah's time.
只是这些人他们当时候不听先知的话。
It was just that these people did not listen to the prophet.
他们只是表面性的敬拜。
It was a superficial worship.
那这些人行恶去拜偶像。
And these people did evil and worshiped idols.
但同时他们也在守神的节期。
And at the same time, they kept the festivals of God.
在神的眼中，这个就是恶人。
In the eyes of God,this is wicked.
现在面对这些恶人的道路亨通的时候，这个现象的时候
，and facing the phenomenon of those the prosperity of the wicked.
其实这个时候，先知本身他要如何去对待，只是他心态的一个调整。
And how the prophet will face this is.An adjustment of his emotion.
也就是说，他要了解神的，他要认识神，了解神的法则。
He must understand God and know God's commandments and precepts.
基本上是很平安的情况。
And basically, it is very peaceful.
在这个时间点上，先知他那时候还没有遇到生命的威胁。
At this time, there is no threat on the prophet's life.
所以，其实就好像他现在在跟一些人一起走路，对，面对这种情况，实际上是很容易应付的。
And it seems very easy to be in this situation.
好，那所以那现在这个就是步行的人，现在速度比较慢，情况比较温和。
So this is a very mild situation. So he is running with footmen.
但是等到要跟马赛跑的时候，那个就是很激烈了。
But it becomes very charged when you race with horses.
你要跟这个赛马一起同步，哇，你这个就要拼命了。
And if you want to contend with horses, you must exert all your strength.
好，表示说以后你要面对的情况会更激烈，会更困难。
And so the circumstances that he will experience will become even more extreme.
那这个提醒，神用第二个比喻来跟他说明。
And God uses a second metaphor to describe this reminder.
你在平安之地虽然安稳，在约旦河边的丛林要怎样行呢？
And if in the land of peace, in which you trusted, they worried you, then how will you do in the footplain of the Jordan?
在这里其实有另外一个译本，它有一个另外一个抄本，它有一个注解。
And another version, there is a footnote.
这个你在平安之地虽然安稳，另外一个抄本是说尚且跌倒。
It says.They worried you, but in another version it says they caused you to fall.
就是说，在这个很平顺的路上，你现在走到最后都会跌倒了。
That on a very paved straight road you can fall.
就是很安稳的那个路况，你都会跌一跤。
And if you will fall even in a smooth walking on a smooth road.
那这样子在约旦河边那个丛林里，你要怎样行呢？那个路如果崎岖不平的，充满危险的时候，你到底要怎样度过去
？And how will you do in the footplains of Jordan? That is, if you are on uneven road and rocky road, how will you face the dangers there?
所以这个时候，神一样给他两个疑问叫他自己想想看。
Similarly, God asks him two questions to ponder upon.
然后他说因为你的弟兄、你父家人都用诡诈待你，他们要在你后边喊叫，他们是向你说好话，但是你不要被骗了啦。
For even your brothers and the house of your father have dealt treacherously with you, and they have told you lies, but you should not believe them.
你就可以联系到第五节，看到说，这里所说的那个与步行的人同袍。在平安之地虽然安稳，这个情况在讲什么
？And you will be able, then you'll be able to understand what it is talking about in verse 5, walking with the footmen and in the place in the land of peace.
当时候其实那个第十一章的第二十节，第二十一节这样说。
In chapter 11, verse 21, it says, Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth who seek your life, saying, "Do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by your hand."
你看这里提到说，神论到要行所拟命的亚拿图人如此说。那这个亚拿图这个地方就是先知他的故乡啊，所以一开头第一章第一节就说耶利米是亚拿图城的人啊。
And these men of Anathoth is the homeland of Jeremiah.
连先知自己的家乡的人都要想要杀他啊。
So even the men from his own hometown want to seek his life.
当时候他们都用想用诡诈待他。
They deal treacherously toward him.
这就是当时候先知他面对的这个很艰巨的挑战。
And this is the difficult struggle and difficulty that the prophet has to face.
所以现在先知的疑问就是说，那这个恶人亨通这些行诡诈人，他们现在过得很安逸，到底怎么神你怎么允许这件事情发生？
So the prophet asked God, "Why do you allow the way of the wicked to prosper and those who deal treacherously to be happy?"
神没有跟他说原因为在哪里。
God did not tell him the reason.
但神提醒他。
But God reminded him.
你以后要面对的情况比现在更艰巨、更困难了。
The circumstances you will face in the future will be even more difficult than now.
你要想想看，在艰难的环境当中，你要怎么样去面对？你要怎么样能够站得住
？You must think about how you will be able to stand in such a difficult environment.
所以现在神要先知要跟着成长，他一定要调整他的心情。
So God wants the prophet to adjust his mindset so he can grow.
那从第七节以后
，from seven verse seven onwards。
到第十三节
，up to verse 13。
那这个就是神他的宣告。
This is God's proclamation。
神他说：“我现在要离开我的殿宇，要撇弃我的产业了。”
God says, "I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage."
所以从第七节说：“我离我的殿宇，我撇弃我的产业。”这个殿宇、产业都在指着这个神的这个百姓。
Both my house and my heritage refer to the Israelites.
第八节说。我的产业像我如林中的狮子，它发声攻击我。
My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest; it cries out against me.
我的产业这个一样在讲着神的选民。
And similarly, my heritage refers to the chosen people.
所以现在神要让这些让他的这个选民的国度啊被攻打。
God will allow the kingdom of the chosen people to be attacked.
好，现在第九节就是一节经文，我们需要了解的。
And verse 9 is a verse that we must understand.
这里说我的产业像我岂如斑点的鸷鸟呢
verse 9, my heritage is to me like a speckled vulture.
那这句话到底在讲什么
？What is this verse talking about?
在不同的译本里面，它是这样解释的。
There's an explanation for this in another version.
他说我的产业对我而言，不就是像一只有斑点的鸷鸟吗？
It says, "It's not my heritage, just like a speckled vulture to me."
那这个有斑点的鸷鸟，那这个看起来，这个是好像会变成引起更多的这个其他的鸟类来吞吃的那个蛾哈，那个就是那个像钓鱼那个蛾。
And a speckled vulture is like a bait for all the other vultures to attack.
哦，然后这个鸷鸟岂在它视为攻击它呢？这个鸷鸟，这个鸟是多数复数的。
And the second line says all vultures, it is plural.
那所以这个多数这个鸷鸟表示这个周围的列邦各国。
These the plural vultures refer to the Gentile nations.
所以现在神把他的选民的国度，他的产业，把它对待像这个有斑点的鸷鸟，来吸引很多其他的鸟类来攻击它。
So God uses His chosen people as a speckled vulture, so He can attract all the other nations to attack it.
然后他说：“你们要去聚集田野的百兽，带来吞吃它吧。”
Come, assemble all the beasts of the field, bring them to devour.
好，所以这个你们就是指的这个多数的这个鸷鸟，就是列邦各国。
Here He is calling all the Gentile nations.
好，第十节说：“许多牧人要毁坏我的葡萄园，要践踏我的份。”
Verse 10. Many rulers have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot.
这里我的葡萄园，我的份，都指着这个选民的国度。
My vineyard and my portion both refer to the chosen people.
然后他们这些人这些来践踏人要让这个地荒凉。
And the people who trod on the land will make it a desolate wilderness.
全地统统都是被毁坏了。
All the land will be destroyed.
好，第十三节。
13. They have sown wheat but reaped thorns. They have put themselves to pain but do not profit. Be ashamed of your harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord.
我们就看到这里就是神的宣告。
Here is the proclamation of God.
这些恶人最后一定会尝到他们做行恶的结果。
The wicked will taste the suffering that of their labor.
因为神的烈怒让他们的土地，他们会因着他们的土地而羞愧，他们会被灭绝。
They will be shamed because of their land, and they will be destroyed.
这就是神一个很严正的宣告，他们的刑罚在后面就会看到了。
This is a very harsh proclamation of God, and they will soon see the punishment.
然后在这样一个毁灭之后，神给了一个应许。
After this destruction, God gives a promise.
这个应许就是
，This promise is
只要这些愿意回头归向神的人
，If you are willing to turn back to God，
即使这些列国的这些外邦国度。
And even though these Gentile nations,
神都要施怜悯给他们，把他们让他们重新复国。
God will cause the Israelites to once again establish themselves.
因为第十四节跟第十五节。
Verse 14 and 15. Thus says the Lord, against my evil neighbors who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit, behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. 15. Then it shall be, after I have plucked them out, that I will return and have compassion on them, and bring them back, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land.
你看这里其实要来攻打显明国度的，就是要出现将来要出现那个巴比伦帝国。
Actually, the people who are to attack Israel is the rising kingdom of Babylon.
那这个巴比伦不但要攻打吞吃犹大国，要把列邦、埃及、亚兰各国通通把它吞灭。
Babylon will not only attack Israel, but it will also attack and devour Egypt and other countries.
神说：“我必转过来，还要怜悯他们呢。”
And God says, "I will return and have mercy."
那这个信息呢，跟以赛亚书十九章一样。
This message is the same as written in Isaiah chapter 19.
看以赛亚书十九章。
Isaiah chapter 19.
以赛亚书十九章。
Isaiah chapter 19.
二十四节、二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25. In that day, Israel will be one of the trees with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land. 25. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.
这里你看提到这个埃及、亚述这个外邦国度，最后也要蒙福啊。
Here mentions the Gentile nations of Egypt and Assyria, and they will also be blessed.
当那日就是基督来到那个恩典的国度时代来临的时候。
And in that day refers to the era in which Jesus will come.
耶稣基督的救恩要临给外邦国度。
Jesus Christ's salvation will be given to Gentile nations.
那这些国度要能够得福，一个关键点。
And the critical point of the Gentile nations receiving the salvation is.
就是耶利米书十二章的第十六节说的。
Is written in Jeremiah chapter 16.
十二章十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 16.And it shall be, if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people.
这里说，他们若愿意殷勤学习我百姓的道，那么他们就会被建立在百姓当中。
Here says that if they learn carefully the ways of my people, then they will be established among the people.
但是若是不听，他们就被拔出了。
But if they do not listen, then they will be uprooted.
你看这些外邦的国度，现在因着这个神的怜悯，他们只要愿意学习神的道理，他们也可以蒙福。
By God's compassion, as long as the Gentile nations are willing to learn the word of God, they will also be saved.
这个就是弥赛亚国度的预告。
And this is a proclamation of the preview of the kingdom of the Messiah.
那这个就是主耶稣基督所要带来的救恩。
And this is the salvation that is to be brought by Jesus Christ.
所有的人都可以得到的。
It is one that everyone can receive.
只要愿意学习神的道理，能够遵殷勤的学习神的这些律法，能够敬畏真的敬畏神。
As long as you listen carefully to the word of God and learn carefully His commandments.
那这个先知的这样，那个神这样回复之后，其实后来那个先知他就明白了。
After God's response, the prophet understood.
但是神在耶利米书第十五章特别给先知两个很重要的指示。
But in chapter 15, the Lord gave the prophet two important tasks.
这两个指示就是我们今天要真的能够在灵性上成长的关键。
And these two tasks are critical in the growth of our spirituality.
现在看回来，耶利米书十五章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 15.
从十五节开始。
From verse 15.
就说，主啊，你是知道的，求你纪念我，要眷顾我。
It says, O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me.
这些人他一直在逼迫我。
These people continue to persecute me.
第十六节。
16.
他说，主万军之神啊，我晓得你的原意之后，我就把它当食物吃了。
And it says, Lord of hosts, when your word was to me the joy and rejoicing in my heart.
你的原意真的非常是我心中的欢喜快乐。
Your words were found and I ate them.
你看我是怎么样来要求我自己啊，不会在宴乐人当中坐席。
How do I require myself that I will no longer sit with in the assembly of mockers？
哦，但是我虽然这么样追求，但是我仍然心里面没办法得到真正的喜乐。
I pursue this, but I am unable to receive true joy in my heart。
他那时候对神的这些给他的回应，好像觉得不太满意。
It seems as if he is not satisfied with God's response.
但第十九节神这样说。
But in verse 19, God says.
读十九节二十节。
19 and 20. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. 20. And I will make you this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord.
这里神跟先知说两个如果你可以做的事情。
And here the prophet tells the prophet, if you can do these two things.
神说你若归回，
if you return,
我就把你再带来。
Then I will bring you back.
要让你站在我的面前。
You shall stand before me.
所以现在第一个神给他一个指示，就一定要归向神。
So the first command of God is to return to God.
也就是说，看到一个现象的时候，绝对不要对神失望。
If we see a certain circumstance, we must not lose hope.
要回到神面前来。
We must return back to His presence.
把这个疑问勇敢的向神请教。
We must ask of God of our doubts.
不要归向他们，就是不要被这个潮流影响，然后离开神了。
And do not be affected by society.
他说，你不可以归向他们。
You will not.
你不可以归向他们，你不可以 turn to them.
You will not turn to them.
但是你要归向我。
But you will turn to me.
这就看到说，我们今天如果有疑惑的时候，第一个一定要先回到神面前来问他。
If we have doubts, we must return to God first to ask Him.
然后接下来第二个
，Secondly，
他说：“你如果能够将宝贵的跟下贱的把它分别出来
，If you take out the precious from the vial，
我就要你就可以做我的口
，You shall be as my mouth。
也就是说，你就能够继续的传讲我的信息。
Then you will continue to proclaim my message。
所以这个要能够将宝贵的跟下贱的分别出来。”就表示说他要有那个辨别能力，他愿意能够分别为圣。
To be able to take out the precious from the vial is to be able to discern and to be consecrated.
所以现在神给先知这两个重要的指示是要帮助他成长的。
So these two commands given by God to the prophet is to help him to grow.
不管遇到什么事情，一定要归向神。
No matter what situation we face, we must turn to God.
在神面前得到答案。
We must receive the answer from God.
一定要把自己从这个罪恶的百姓当中分别出来。
We must sanctify and consecrate ourselves from this wicked Israelites.
要能够分别什么是宝贵的，什么是 下贱神厌恶的。
We must be able to discern the righteous from the abominable.
今天真的我们一定要能够看到这个重点。
And we must be able to see this key point.
我们灵性怎么成长呢？
How do we grow spiritually?
如果我们真的能够愿意凡事来求问神，回到神这里来得到答案。
If we can ask of God in everything and come before His presence.
我们生活当中的每一个疑问，每一个不了解的地方，都能够得到神的很清楚的指示。
Then every doubt and question will receive very clear instructions from God.
我们的生活一定可以合乎真理。
And we will live by the truth.
在真理当中，我们得洁净，我们得力量。
In truth, we have purity and we have strength.
那我们一定要把自己分别出来。
And we must separate ourselves.
所以第二个重点就是要让我们自己真的能够保持圣洁。
And the second point is to maintain purity.
要能够分别什么是圣的，什么是俗的。
We must discern what is sacred from secular.
不要让我们自己被污秽了。
We must not be defiled.
因为当我们被污秽的时候。
Because when we are defiled.
我们就失去了去传讲神话语的资格。
We lose the opportunity and the right to preach the word of God.
神就不会让我们当作他的口。
And God will not use us as His mouth.
所以我们若愿意要去传讲神的信息。
So if we are to preach the message of God.
我们一定要要求我们自己能够跟这个世界分别为圣。
We must require ourselves to separate from society.
神就把那话放在我们的嘴巴里。
Then God will put His words into our mouth.
我们必然得到神最后的这样的一个保证。
And we will receive the surety from God.
第二十节说。
Verse 20.
你一定成为坚固的铜墙，你一定坚强。
I will make you into a bronze wall.
他们在攻击你，但是不能够胜你，所以你一定得胜。
They will fight against you, but not prevail against you.
然后呢，我必与你同在，我要拯救你，你必然得救。
I am with you to save you and to deliver you.
所以今天。如果我们能够真的了解归向神
If we understand to return to God,
把任何的一个不了解的这个现象都先来祷告问神 从圣经里面去找答案
If we bring to God every questionable circumstance,
把我们自己真的能够分别为圣
and to sanctify ourselves,
神必然让我们坚强必然得胜必然得救
Then God will give us strengthAnd give us victory and give us salvation.
我们的属灵生命一定去不断继续不断的成长。
Then our spirituality will continue to grow.
我们成为主的口，我们口中有神的话。
We'll become God's mouth, and our mouths will hold the word of God.
愿以上做我们互相的勉励。
May the above be a mutual encouragement.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
58首。
58.